Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 54 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
An elderly man who went missing yesterday in Rowan County has been found.
Lawmakers and educators are reacting to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling on Kentucky's pension.
The Republican Party in Kentucky is asking for the emails of some educators.
Email bomb threats shut down several businesses in Lexington yesterday.
In sports, the Rowan County basketball teams are both in action tomorrow.
Taking a look at your region's weather tonight. Showers with thunderstorms possible and a low around 45 degrees. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms before 3 p.m., then showers likely with steady temperature around 48. Saturday night, more rain and a low around 42. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers with a high near 49. And finally, Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33 degrees.
Rescue crews in Rowan County were happy to find a missing man unharmed on Friday morning. 74-year-old Norman Riley suffers from dementia and was last seen by family members on Thursday morning going into the woods near his home. Emergency Management Director Ronnie Day said the walk was not unusual for Riley, but family members were concerned when he didn't return home by dark. Day says the community stepped up to help them locate the man.
We issued a ECN call countywide last night and actually had several possible sightings in town that we had to check out, but of course nothing checked out, you know. But he was right there, like I said, within a half mile of his house. But I mean, this is a small town, small community. The word gets out and people want to come and help, you know. And we had civilians that were just showing up this morning.
Day said Riley was in good spirits when the sheriff's deputy found him around 10 a.m. this morning. He was about a half a mile away from his home.
In the wake of the federal farm bill passage, which included a measure removing industrial hemp from the controlled substance list, the Kentucky Industrial Hemp Advisory Board will meet on Monday in Frankfort. The Kentucky Industrial Hemp Advisory Board is tasked with providing advice and expertise to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture for the administration of its industrial hemp research pilot program. The board was created by legislation passed in the 2017 session of the Kentucky General Assembly. The meeting will be held at 1 p.m. at the State Board of Agriculture office in Frankfort.
Thursday's lopsided Supreme Court decision blocking GOP-backed pension reforms set the stage for another battle over the issue in 2019. Republicans viewed 2018's pension reform bill as a hard-fought victory that would, quote, stop the bleeding in the state's ailing pension systems. But Thursday, high court ruling sent lawmakers back to square one. The governor has warned that no action is a recipe for failure and the potential collapse of the pension system, but Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear, a possible Bevin challenger in 2019, argues that the governor is engaging in fear-mongering. The state could open up a new revenue stream, he says, to bolster the retirement system.
Well, in my opinion, it ought to come from expanded gaming, including casino gaming, including sports betting, fantasy sports, and I think we ought to prepare for online poker.
But questions remain about how much revenue expanded gaming could bring in and whether it has any realistic chance of gaining traction in Frankfort. Lawmakers return to the legislature in January.
The Kentucky Supreme Court strikes down the pension reform bill, making teachers wonder about their futures. According to WYMT, the bill was deemed unconstitutional for the Commonwealth. Senate Bill 151 was signed back in March, cutting teachers' sick days and changing retirement benefits. Since that bill has been struck down, many teachers are wondering what to do next and what to believe. Hazard Middle School principal Kevin Combs is one of the many educators confused about the situation, saying all he can do right now is keep working and hope for the best.
And I've got one eye open on it, but I've also, like, I got to keep working every day. I hope they don't take my sick days because that does go towards our salaries.
Combs says both sides of the bill having a mutual understanding of pension reform would be beneficial for everyone. He says supporters of SB 151 may think differently about their vote if they saw what teachers had to do every day to ensure a proper education for the students.
The Republican Party of Kentucky has requested the work emails of several teachers, saying they want to see if there is widespread misuse of government resources. Some teachers, however, see it as a ploy to intimidate. The GOP declined to tell the Courier-Journal how many requests it had sent and for whom, but the newspaper reports at least some are directed at teachers who unsuccessfully ran for office in November's election as Democratic candidates. Laurel County teacher Dustin Allen, a former candidate, says he thinks Republicans are trying to, quote, make everybody afraid to run again. Republican Party of Kentucky spokesman Trace Watson said the requests weren't meant to intimidate. He says they are about finding out whether government resources were used for political activity.
Lexington police responded to multiple bomb threats yesterday. The threats are part of a nationwide wave of similar threats, all demanding a ransom. At least seven places in Lexington received threats, including Gall, Hamburg AAA, and eCampus. Sergeant Donnell Gordon with LPD spoke with WKYT. He says even though officials have recognized these threats as scams, all known areas that received threats were searched just in case one of the threats was the real deal.
Nowadays, you can't just say somebody's joking around. You have to investigate it and figure out what's going on because you never know when it could be the real, you know, the real threat.
Gordon says with spam filters and junk mail now being a typical thing among email clients, many more places in Lexington could have received the threats without even knowing it. All threats are being reported to the FBI.
A murder investigation is underway by Kentucky State Police in Bracken County. WKYT reports not many details on the case have been revealed, but detectives were at the scene of a home on the 500 block of East 2nd Street in Augusta. That location is a short distance from the Ohio River. Troopers are expected to provide additional details later on. The investigation is still ongoing.
A Winchester man is behind bars after police say he caused his infant daughter injuries after shaking her violently. LAX 18 reports 27-year-old Nicholas Grimm is charged with criminal abuse. Police report that the little girl was taken in for her 9-month checkup where the doctor noticed physical issues and slow development. An MRI was ordered by the doctor, and it revealed injuries to her brain consistent with shaken infant syndrome. Grimm told police he was upset with the child due to his wife's postpartum depression. July through November is when the alleged abuse took place. An investigation is still ongoing.
The name of the man killed in a fatal Pikeville crash yesterday has been released. WYMT reports the crash happened on U.S. 119 around 3:15 p.m. near Christ Central School. Kentucky State Police say 48-year-old Carl Gross crossed the median and hit another vehicle head-on. Gross died at the scene. The two teenagers in the other vehicle were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The cause of the crash is still being investigated.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
The Rowan County basketball team are in action tomorrow for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Rowan County girls basketball team is gearing up for another road game tomorrow. The Lady Vikings head to Greenup County for a 7:30 matchup. Rowan is coming off a 67-58 win at Menifee County on Tuesday. The Lady Musketeers stand at 2-4 on the season, coming off a 58-43 win at Elliott on Thursday night. Rowan head coach Matt Stokes says his team is looking to move to 6-0 on the season.
From the film that we saw, we saw a lot of them playing man-to-man defenses, which we enjoy. We feel like we can get a lot of mismatches with our smaller guards against other teams when somebody plays us man-to-man. So, you know, we're expecting man-to-man, but we'll see, you know, come Saturday night.
In other regional girls action this weekend, Morgan County heads to East Carter for a 7:30 matchup, and Fleming hosts Bath County at 6 p.m. tonight. West Carter will face off with Ashland Blazer at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and Elliott County will travel to Montgomery County. Tip-off for that game is set for 2 p.m. The Rowan County boys basketball team plays host to Boyd County tomorrow afternoon. The undefeated Vikings are coming off a 73-60 victory over Buckhorn last night in Moorhead. The Lions go into the face-off with Greenup County tonight with a 4-1 record. Rowan coach Sean Thacker says his team will keep in mind that Boyd County won the regional title last year.
They bring a lot of that experience back. Stewart, their point guard, is a great player. Really like his game. I like his demeanor. I like how he goes about his business. Just a heady kid. He's been there for a while now. You know, he started playing varsity basketball as an eighth grader, and you know, he just brings a lot of experience to the table.
In other boys' regional action this weekend, West Carter travels to Menifee, East Carter heads to Mason County, Morgan County hosts Lewis, and Bath County heads to Fleming. All four of those games tip off tonight at 7:30. The Moorhead State women's basketball team is on the road this weekend for their next game. After their 96-58 loss to Baylor on Wednesday, the Eagles will be facing Radford tomorrow in Virginia. Coach Greg Todd says his team is mentally prepared for things to come.
We knew going in that these three games would be the toughest in a row that we would have. So our non-conference schedule is a little tougher this year, and trying to get prepared for a good OVC this year.
Tomorrow's game will begin at 2 p.m. You can listen to the match on WIVY or watch on the ESPN+. The University of Kentucky will host the University of Utah tomorrow in Lexington. The Wildcats are 7-2 on the season, coming off a December 8th loss to Seton Hall at Madison Square Garden. Coach John Calipari held a press conference this afternoon to preview the matchup. He says this year's team is incredibly close.
Love this team. They were at my house last night. We talked about, all right, we're making strides. Let's talk about playing where you're going to make mistakes. Just make them create for us more mistakes. You're going to miss shots. Well, make them miss more shots than we miss.
The Utes are 4-4 on the season, coming off a 74-59 loss to Brigham Young last week. Tip-off at Rupp Arena tomorrow is set for 5 p.m. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI on December 21st, and women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. OVC action begins on January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Cody Robinson, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and WUKY's Josh James. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.